Is the euro crisis resolved? The message from Europe's financial markets over the past few months has been mostly positive. And this month, Greece passed a tough austerity bill despite widespread street protests. The credit for Europe moving ahead has gone to European Central Bank head Mario Draghi, who pledged in July that his ECB would buy the debt of distressed borrowing countries to keep their interest rates down, keep them solvent. Investors worldwide now call him Super Mario, after the Nintendo video game superhero. But in fact, as knowledgeable outsiders and insiders attest, the tug of war between Europe's borrowers and lenders continues, and probably will for years. Just look at the images of outsiders like foreign cartoonists, for example. Their picture of Super Mario's newfound powers is a lot more down to earth. That's because Draghi faces steep opposition to his vow to impose super tough terms for his bond buying plan. More austerity in the form of tax hikes, government pay and pension cuts and the like, to be overseen by his bank and the International Monetary Fund. For all the public reassurances, these new austerity conditions have sparked bitter protests. In Spain, in Greece, twice bailed out already, and yet again pleading for more slack. This protest was prompted by an October visit from German Prime Minister Angela Merkel, who many Greeks blame for the painful cuts they've already endured. But back at home, Merkel must contend with an anti-bailout public in Germany. A Germany which must ultimately approve any Europe-wide debt relief program, since it funds about a quarter of the European Central Bank. But Germany has no choice. It will have to keep playing the game. Or at least that's the conviction of a key insider, New York lawyer Lee Buchheit.
As the French say, for want of better and for fear of worse.
Buchheit is Mr. Insider, Greece's chief debt negotiator. He's managed the country's bargaining strategy these past pinched years and is the go-to guy for many a nation being muscled by its lenders.
No one likes to lose money. Any creditor approached by a sovereign with a request for debt relief would accede to it only if they thought that by not giving the debt relief, they stand to lose more.
And your job is to convince the creditors that the borrowers can't afford to pay more.
Yes.
So when you're advising a country, what are you telling the officials who are negotiating with their creditors?
To convince its creditors, first, that it needs a restructuring, and second, that the terms of the restructuring are what they need, not necessarily what they want.
Let's pause for a moment to explain, with a little help from our friends, the cartoonists. Restructuring is just a way of saying reduce the amount a squeezed country owes, forcing lenders, generally bondholders, to take what's euphemistically known as a haircut, a reduction in the amount that's due them. For professional investors, though, the visit to the barber can be rather more drastic. But how else can a debt-drowning country stay afloat, Buchheit asks?
You try to return the debt stock to the point that a neutral observer in the market would say Ruritania is now creditworthy again.
Ruritania being your
mythical country.
Mythical country.
Yes.
Right.
Attorney Buchheit is nothing if not careful. But for all his elusive talk of Ruritania, his real client is Greece. In the past year, Greece has not just been weighed down by fat cat lenders, but by pan-national parties like the European Union and its central bank. They've given money to Greece to maintain the interest payments on its private debt, becoming not just the lender of last resort, but of life support.
Anytime, in a corporate or sovereign context, that you have a new party coming in saying, I'm financing the debt or I'm prepared to put in the new money, they have the whip hand. And so we, nor the creditors, can ignore their views.
Those views were that Greece should never restructure its loans.
As they saw it, sovereign debt restructuring was a unique affliction of emerging markets. You could not have the restructuring of a European sovereign without declaring yourself to be an emerging market.
And that would be a real stigma.
That would be, as they saw it, an indelible stain. And therefore, their insistence was, avoid a debt restructuring at all costs, even if it means that, in effect, European taxpayers must lend the debtor country the money to repay all of its debt in full.
The problem with this approach, the longer Greece put off paying the debts incurred by its supposedly Olympian lifestyle, the greater the pressure on all its creditors.
What happened in Greece was, in May of 2010, they started with a bailout program that gave Greece all of the money it needed to repay all of its existing creditors. I understood the psychology of it, but at some point the psychology must give way to arithmetic. The liability didn't go away. It simply migrated out of the hands of the commercial creditors and into the hands of the official creditors. When the axe falls, it will fall on the taxpayer's neck.
Something the cartoonists, this one from fiscally conservative Holland, will never let the lenders forget.
18 months later, they realized what they were doing. And at that point, they careened from saying you must repay all of your creditors in full and on time to saying you must impose at least a 50% nominal haircut on your creditors.
And so in March, Bukait helped negotiate a deal that lopped off about a third of Greece's total debt to keep Greece in the game. Private lenders were forced to take a 75% loss on the face value of their bonds.
In general, it's the country wants to pay the least it can, and you want them to pay the most they can.
One of Greece's private creditors is investor Hans Humes of Greylock Capital. He sat across the table from Lee Bukait in many negotiations over the years.
I guess a very nice way to put it, he's a formidable opponent. Lee had a speech where he made reference to creditors' blood running in the street. And you get a sense with him at some level, he's getting a visceral thrill out of it.
It is a bitter process. My role is simply to take the debtor side in that dynamic. I don't expect everyone will like it.
The major gripe against Bukait is that he got Greece to actually change its laws so private creditors could no longer sue to collect if enough other creditors, like the ECB, also owned Greek debt. Could that serve as a model for other countries? Well, once you start changing laws, says Hans Humes, the sky's the limit.
Right now we're teetering on something that's far worse than what we saw in Latin America.
In the 1980s or 90s, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, I lived in Latin America. I saw it, and I was part of the workout. This is worse.
Does Lee Bukait then
have a lot of work?
No. Well, yeah, I'm sure he has a lot of work. But does he bear a lot of the blame?
No. No. I mean, he's just reacting to the situation that's evolving. But I think there's a lot of concern that if you have this legal coaching on how to really gut creditor rights, that you may actually end up in a situation where nobody wants to lend the countries.
But if that's already a clear and present danger, we wondered,
why not just stiff the creditors? After all, the history of sovereign debt is default, 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 default over centuries, and then those same countries come back into the market, sometimes in just a few years, and can start borrowing again.
Excessively brutal behavior by the sovereign debtor will be remembered, and subsequent administrations will pay a penalty. They'll pay a higher interest rate. The other aspect, though, is the pain you inflict on creditors will be a matter of concern to your geopolitical partners, to the IMF, and to others who have a stake in seeing the financing of sovereigns worldwide continue to go on. And so outrageous behavior, as they would see it, is something that will incur their displeasure, and you, the sovereign debtor, are likely to hear about it.
And so the dance goes on. The cartoonist's vision is a disastrous ending. But the euro powers that be are in the business of buying time, in the belief that most debt crises end not in a bang, but a whimper.